640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Tom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Traces of fentanyl are found in some of roughly a dozen letters that CBS News has learned were sent to elections offices in at least five states. CBS's Jeff Begay says the FBI is investigating.
When you have letters like that, there is no doubt that there is some sort of forensic evidence that investigators can gather. But it's still early, and they're still waiting to see how many of these letters come through the mail, which could also, again, provide evidence.
Four county election offices in Washington state were evacuated yesterday while workers were processing ballots from Tuesday's election after they received envelopes containing suspicious powders. Two tested positive for fentanyl. In a development first announced by the White House, Israel is agreeing to humanitarian pauses in its fighting against Hamas. CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
Israel has agreed to daily four-hour humanitarian pauses to allow Palestinians to move to safer territory. But the prime minister's office says this is not a ceasefire, which will only happen when the hostages seized in the October 7th rampage are released.
Prominent billboards in support of Jewish people are being targeted by pro-Palestinian taggers. KCBS's Matt Bigler in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Several pro-Jewish billboards here were covered over with graffiti that said Palestine or Free Palestine. The advertisements were paid for by the group Jew Belong. Co-founder Archie Gottesman says the vandalism is clearly anti-Semitic.
It's frightening. In addition to being angry, a lot of Jews across the country are terrified.
It's being hailed as a remarkable medical breakthrough, a face and eye transplant done at NYU Langone Health after patient Aaron James experienced a work-related accident involving high-voltage power lines. James tells CBS chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
Every once in a while, I would Google, is an eye transplant possible? And it would say, you know, at this time, it is not medically possible.
ChatGPT and Google are going to have to catch up to you.
It's a good Cleveland.
The nation's top accident investigator, the NTSB's Jennifer Homendy, sounds the alarm about the uptick in close calls between planes at U.S. airports. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has more on today's testimony on Capitol Hill.
The NTSB, the Federal Aviation Administration, and unions for pilots and air traffic controllers pressed Congress for money to upgrade technology and hire more staff. The National Air Traffic Controller Association says there are 2,300 fewer air traffic controllers working than there should be.
NASA astronaut Frank Borman, commander of the first Apollo mission to the moon, has died at age 95. In 1968, he and his two crewmates circled the moon 10 times, paving the way for the moon landing the next year. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
It's the final game of the regular season and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
We network because you think about the money, the time, and energy they spent to get this movie made, but it didn't come across as how we, as Native people, would have liked to have seen how our relatives were treated, how they, you know, even their lifestyles. And if it would have been really cool if they would at least listed all the actors, Indian extras in the credits, man. There's so many of them from different parts of Oklahoma, mostly. I think I may be one of the few who are out of state. There's almost every tribe, every representative, wow, were extras in that movie.
That's amazing. One of the things, too, that really made me rethink the movie after I saw it was that young actor from Reservation Dogs, at the day of the opening, did a TikTok, or not a TikTok, but an X, which used to be that little bird, tweet on how she was so disappointed because when it did represent Native Americans, it represented them in trauma, in murders. Right away, in the beginning of the movie, we see our brothers and sisters, mostly our sisters, being murdered. And that's just a major trigger. And she had a lot to say about that.
Yeah, it is so true that the way this movie went was not happy. Many of our relatives are not happy with what the final product was. And especially that what you just mentioned is a trigger, and many of them other triggers that people have maybe been brought up because of the movie. And really, you know, it hasn't been any different than any other movie. All the money and time. I mean, just Scorsese did the right thing. He went to the Osage people. He talked to them. He listened to them. And he shared a meal with them. And he brought, you know, things that they wanted to have done correctly. And maybe he did a couple of things, but not more than, you know, he could have done. Mm-hmm. So it's really that's what is hard for me and disappointing that how it turned out.
Haley, you just saw the movie recently too.
I did.
What are your feelings about this? It's, you know, as a young person, young Native person, what are your feelings?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. Yeah, so I just actually saw Killers of the Flower Moon this past Friday. And yeah, I completely agree. The whole murders happening right off the bat. I mean, within the first 5 minutes, really, we see I think three I counted. I could be mistaken, but yeah, I would say that's quite a bit of a trigger, especially coming right off the bat, opening up the movie like that. I know I personally had food. I ordered food and I seriously didn't touch my food the whole time after that. And I couldn't eat. And, you know, respectfully, I was probably the only Native in the theater, which is fine. But I was also the only one who was emotional and crying. And I was surrounded by people with no reaction. And it was hard. It was really hard.
Yeah. So, you know, there is this narrative again that Georgia, we don't get to tell our own stories, and we know storytellers, we know actors. Minnesota is full of Native actors, and I mean, Reservation Dogs is doing it right, and has done it right, and we just have to push forward. It's a sad deal, but I agree with you.
Yeah, it's how, you know, not only with that, but as you mentioned, like the incident with Buffy St. Marie and right, a lot of our artists that do awesome work that don't get the opportunity or the way they want to do it and be recognized for it. There's always like a white person always getting in there somehow doing this and saying they honor us, like the different statues that I know of, they made, like there's one in Nebraska for the Ponca chief, and it's always the white guy who makes them, and he says, oh, well, I have this guy helping me, and we need our own people in the front, and that's where they have to be, that's where they need to be in order for the story to be told how it needs to be told.
You know, what's really cool, too, about a lot of people that listen to this show, there are what I like to call white allies. And, you know, we just always, they're very respectful, and they need, and it's great that we have this show because we don't appreciate the white savior thing. We've been here 10,000 years as Ho-Chunks and And we've been here for a long time, and we're still here, and we can tell our own stories, and we do tell our own stories. So I just got to give a shout out to the people that are respectful, that do ask the right questions, and it's great for us to bring up this this other point. And I really appreciate you speaking your truth, George.
You're right about that. I mean, I agree with you completely. There are people who really...
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The FBI and U.S. Postal Service investigators are looking into more than a dozen letters, some containing fentanyl, that were sent to elections offices in at least five states, including Georgia, where Brad Raffensperger is Secretary of State.
This is domestic terrorism, and it needs to be condemned by anyone that holds elected office and anyone that wants to hold elected office anywhere in America.
Israel agrees to daily four-hour pauses in fighting to allow civilians to move south to flee the war zone and get humanitarian aid. CBS's Deborah Pata on the trek.
Searching for refuge is quite elusive at the moment. It's a 25-mile walk from the north to the south. And 4 hours, when there are thousands and thousands trying to flee, doesn't feel like a lot of time.
Earth, according to a new report, has just had its hottest 12 months ever recorded. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
According to the report, nearly 6 billion people had more than a month's worth of temperatures that were impacted by climate change.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw.
Lows level off around 29
overnight
under mainly clear skies.
West winds
5 to 10 miles an hour.
High of 41 tomorrow.
Lows around 27 tomorrow night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Yahweh.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Support honest Native news from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, got to give those guys a shout out that have been following us on Patreon since COVID when we lost all our advertisers. And now we really appreciate that. And it's a good way to keep us going and check it out for us.
Yeah. Hey, Dago Robert, do you know what time of the year it is right now?
Daylight savings time?
No, it's time to make sure you've got your all of your health insurance figured out and maybe head on over to MinSure.org.
Wow, it is that time of year, and I know MinSure, that's an important aspect in here in Minnesota. We're very lucky to have that program, and you can get insurance and pay for insurance and not end up in the poor farm if something happens to you.
Yeah, they can help find the right plan for you regardless of your income. So you can go over to MinSure.org to find an affordable health care plan today.
I thought we were going to howl for Howling for Wolves, but it was for MinSure. Hey, we have David, and David is the dude here, and David owns Midwest All-Star Wrestling, and we've had David on over the years, and we've seen your organization grow, and really excited to have you on. There's a big show coming up, and we want to talk about that, but let's talk a little bit about the history. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. It feels like I haven't been on forever.
Yeah, you came down in the days when we were at the studio, and we weren't so fancy.
Yeah, I did it. The very first one we did back in 2018, and then 2019, I came in with Road Warrior Animal.
That was awesome too, and yep. and he passed away a couple of years later, which is really sad. What a nice guy he was, and it was great to have him on.
Really great guy. He's really missed around the wrestling community.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you got a big event coming up, but let's talk about the event and then maybe talk about a little bit about the history of Midwest All-Star Wrestling.
Yeah, so this Saturday, November 11th, Grand Slam 5, it's the 5 years in the making. It's incredible. It's going to be at North High School this year in North St. Paul. All the tickets except for bleachers are sold out. There's a little bit of bleachers left. Ringside, when we put those on sale back in June, they went within the first 2 days. Floor seats are completely gone and just bleachers are left.
Wow, that's exciting. And then how many, I think the word is cards, right? How many cards or wrestling matches are on the card? That's it. That's the question.
So, yeah, this year we have 8 big matches. We have a couple of international superstars flying over from Tokyo, Japan. They'll actually be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning from their 14-hour flight from Tokyo.
Wow.
We got a gentleman from Russia. It's our biggest card of the year. It's incredible. When we started in 2018, not knowing what to expect, I mean, you were there, Robert, for the first one at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Mm-hmm. I think we did, you know, about 400 or 500 people there, and now we're a little over 2,000.
And then the proceeds, what's really exciting, David, you bringing back to the community, talk about that a little bit, because that's what's really important for us too here at Native Roots Radio, of what you're doing for the community.
Yeah, so I've been the CFO for Women of Nations now for 11 years now, and Women of Nations is a Native American domestic violence emergency shelter in St. Paul, and that's how we got involved with Grand Slam. We were approached by doing the wrestling as a fundraiser to raise awareness for the community and to give back, and the funds going to the victims, and yeah, it's taken off ever since. 100% of the proceeds go to the shelter.
That's amazing. And that must just give the wrestlers a really good feeling too about the match and coming all the way from Japan. And, you know, talk a little bit about who are your main attractions now.
Yeah, so for the main event is Aja Kong. She's a legendary Japanese female wrestler. Female wrestling in our organization in MAW has really taken off. We have a lot of diverse wrestlers, but mm-hmm. the women's wrestling is just incredible right now. And We have a legendary Japanese wrestler, Masato Tanaka. He was in ECW for a long time. We have a lot of WWE legends coming in. Torrey Wilson, the Boogeyman. Who else is coming? Stan the Lariat Hansen is coming in from Colorado. Wow. The Berserker, John Nord. Jesse Ventura is going to be making an appearance. It's an incredible card, yeah.
You know, I always have to say this about Jesse. First of all, I always like to impersonate him. But second of all, he is totally for the Native community and always has been. And yep. I'll see Jesse at marches and things like that, and he doesn't want his picture taken. He just wants to be there to support. And that's kind of, you know, I'm so glad that he's going to be here for that, because he does support Native causes big time.
Yeah, he's going to be making an appearance Saturday night. He asked us not to do it as advertising that he's going to be there, because he doesn't want to take away from, you know, the cause that we're raising. He just wants to be there to support.
Wow. Wow. Who else do you got? You got the Killer Bees showing up, or those cats again?
No. From AWA, we have John Nord, the Berserker. Stan Hansen, we have the Boogeyman, Deborah McMichael, Candice Michelle, Torrey Wilson.
Wow.
Legendary referee Earl Hebner will be in the house. ODB, she's a local here in Minnesota. She does the ODB meet and greets food truck. You know, we're going to give our award to a legendary former Native American wrestler who passed away, Charlie Thunderblood Norris. After the first Grand Slam, he was very inspirational in helping us take off and you know, do casinos and reservations. And we want to honor him by doing the first ever Charlie Norris Memorial Cup. So we're going to present that.
Wow, that's awesome. And 2,000 fans. How often do you have a card? Is it once a month, once every 2 months?
Yeah, about once a month we do a show at the local, the Hastings Depot Barn Grill, or we're at a school or someplace. They'll call us up and say, hey, we want wrestling. Can you bring this person in or that person? We do a lot of work over at the St. Croix Casino in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Been there a long time. I'm grateful for them. And yeah, it's really taken off since 2018 when I purchased the company.
Yeah, it has. And I see the pictures are amazing. As a matter of fact, you have an amazing photographer too. I see those pictures come up and I'm just going, wow, this is really cool. Especially at the St. Croix Casino, that's a beautiful venue there and a lot of seats.
Yeah, so after the very first Grand Slam, they reached out to us and said, hey, you know, we'd like to bring you guys on board once a year for entertainment. So we do a show out there every February in Turtle Lake. And then in June, they bring us out to the Danbury location. And we do a show out there in June in Danbury.
Well, what I think is really interesting over the years of being a big AWA fan and growing up with that somebody like Wally Caribou, a Carbo, which is sort of like your job, would jump in the ring and get beat up every once in a while. Has that happened to you?
Well, I did that one time, and that was at the first Grand Slam when I came out. I think it was Michael Myers, and I learned my lesson not to get in there. I'm better off outside the ring than in the ring.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So in years past, I know you've had people come in and say good words and have had dancers. Are you going to have that again this year?
Yes. So we got about this year, I think there's either 8 or 12 dancers coming. A couple of them are from Rosebud. We have people traveling from Wind River. We have them coming all over. It's every year we open up with the drum group. We have the drum group from Net Lake, my reservation, coming down. My cousin is Terry Goodsky. He's the lead singer for the group. He's always been with us since starting at the second Grand Slam. He's been with us ever since. And yeah, it's crazy. We're from where we were to where we are now.
Right. And it's just getting bigger and bigger. And I think, the more competition with groups, the better. And I've seen that all over all over Turtle Island, where there's nice size wrestling groups and bringing back the old style of, community wrestling and people that you can cheer for.
Yeah. Yeah. We welcome competition, and we're glad to support Native communities and give back and, just out here doing our thing for the community.
Hey, we're talking with David, and he's the owner of the Midwest All-Star Wrestling, and there's an event happening on November 11th at North High School, and it sounds like fun. David, let's take a quick break here and then maybe talk a little bit more about the wrestling and the history of the AWA and the organization that you bought and have really brought back to life, it sounds like.
Yep, okay.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
What's up? This is Toolman.
And this is Bear Witness.
And we are the Hallucination.
And you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
The Hallucination.
Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org. Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
David, did you forget that we howled here, or didn't we do yes, it back in the day?
No, I don't think you did it. I'm not sure. Maybe Wendy did. I can't remember.
I think Curtis did.
Or maybe it was Curtis, yeah.
Curtis would do it, and then we'd join in. But that, yeah, I think that's cool. Hey, we're here with David Amitrano, and we are talking about Midwest All-Star Wrestling and the big event that's happening November 11th. Thanks again for coming on, David.
Thanks for having me again. It's a blessing to be back.
Yeah, it's fun, and we got to do this more often. And we got a big event happening, and it's all helping out Women's in Nations. Can you tell us a little bit about the nonprofit organization that this great event's going to help support?
Yeah, so it's Women of Nations Eagles Nest Shelter. It's a Native American domestic violence shelter based in St. Paul. It's been open for 35 years now.
Wow.
And we have women of all walks of life that come in that need resources or escaping emergency situations, and we're there to help them and their children.
You know, I think I remember talking about this years ago, and they can bring their pets too, right? Yep, I mean, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, we are pet friendly. We've had people bring their cats, their ferrets, their birds, their snakes, everything. So, yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, people don't want to leave. They don't want to leave their puppy when they're in an abusive relationship. And I think that's so huge and a great point.
Yeah, that's one of the top 10 reasons a lot of women don't, you know, leave domestic violence situations, is because they want to leave their pets behind.
Wow, that's crazy. So we got a match happening. We got already 2,000 tickets sold, and so the place is going to be hopping. It's going to be at North St. Paul High School. And what time do the gates open?
So doors open at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. is the meet and greet with the WWE Hall of Famers and legends. And then we go live at 7:15 on pay-per-view on the Title Match Network, with the first match starting at 7:30.
Wow, that's exciting. That's something fairly new, isn't it, the pay-per-view?
Yeah, so we just recently got on streaming service. About a year ago, we were with Fight TV. We have a Fight TV channel where you can see previous Grand Slams. And now just recently, we joined the Title Match Network. So we'll be streaming live from there as well.
Wow, that's exciting. And just it's just a great thing. I mean, COVID, you had to shut down somewhat. Yeah. And now you're busting open, and you know, people are following you. There's big crowds, there's excitements, there's Hall of Famers signing autographs. What a great event.
Yeah, we're extremely blessed to have, you know, WWE legends and other celebrities come in, and wrestlers from around the world come in to support the cause and, you know, raise as much money as we can for the shelter. Last year's event raised $41,000. So,
wow.
Yeah, our goal is to beat that number significantly.
Yeah, well, with the pre-sale of tickets already and the floor sold out, and, you know, you have the bleachers and then standing room only. Wow, that is really that is so good. Good for you, and good for you and your partners and all the wrestlers.
Yeah, we're extremely fortunate to have the support of the community and local businesses that sponsor and come to the event and bring in different legends and help with talent. We wouldn't be able to do it with all of them.
Who's one of your big sponsors?
One of the biggest sponsors we have is Lake Harriet Law Office, which is Randall Smith is the head attorney over there. They're a huge sponsor of the event. Also, Tippy's Collectibles and Card Shop down in Hastings, Minnesota, is a huge sponsor of the event as well.
Well, you know, during COVID, David, I started collecting baseball cards again. So it's crazy. I mean, I got all these from the 60s and early 70s when I was collecting as a kid, and I'm still collecting. I got the fever again, but Tippy's, that's a great name.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned baseball, because we just announced last week that the original legend at the very first Grand Slam, Senior Smoke, Juan Berenguer, is coming back this Saturday. He's the guest ring announcer, the guest timekeeper, I should say.
Wow, that's awesome. He was great, and people wanted his autograph, and the Twins back in 87, and he was a big part of that World Series, and a great character, and he'll have pictures to sign.
Yeah, pictures to sign. He'll have cards there. He's coming in courtesy of Tippy's Collectibles.
Right on. So, hey, let everybody know, again, where this is at. It's November 11th, this coming up Saturday. It's at North High School in St. Paul, in the Midwest All-Star Wrestling Extravaganza. And what is it called again?
Grand Slam. This is Grand Slam 5.
Wow, five. Geez, I was a young guy when you started this.
Yeah, 5 years. 5 years ago.
Haley, now I know you're kind of a novice on this. Do you have any questions? Now, remember, there's no such thing as a bad question.
Yes. Well, I don't know too much about wrestling or MMA, any type of fighting, really. But yeah, really, really am just excited that this is going on in the community and is and that you guys have sold out. I think it's going to be a really great turnout. And yeah, I'm excited to see all the pictures and just hear about the whole event.